Welcome to the Arise Ministries podcast. I'm Lisa Da Silva, and I have the lovely Rachel Libby here beside me.
Hello.
In a time when social media relationships are rampant and life only seems to be getting busier, we wanted to have a conversation about true friendship among women, and we're glad you're tuning in to join us. Rachel, you have friends.
I do, and you do too.
I do, and I thought maybe we could start with sharing some early experiences, early memories of friendship.
I have so many good ones. We moved quite a lot, but I still was able to make the very best first friend. Is that a thing?
Yep.
Her name was Natalie Boyk, and we had just moved to Mountain Lake, Minnesota, and she always had the best hair. And she had a Nintendo, and she had a great laugh, and there was just so many amazing things about her. She mastered the teased permed bangs, and that was quite enviable. And then I also had a really amazing friend, Jenna Lee, who invited me to the wave pool, and we slept in 10 in her backyard and jumped on the trampoline and told secrets and laughed, and it was such great friendship. Mm-hmm. How about you?
My earliest memory of a dear friend was Yvonne Bima. We went to elementary school together and church together, so I got to see her a lot. I remember Yvonne was so sweet. She was very kind, a lot quieter than I was.
I know, you were the rascal.
I think I was. And she was a head taller than anyone else in our class. And so if we ever saw trouble coming or we were upset with someone, Yvonne would threaten to sit on them.
And it's a great strategy.
It was a very great strategy. And it came to fruition a few times. And I will never get those images out of my head. But Yvonne was great because she was my protector. She was, even back then, a trustworthy person, and she made me laugh. So like you, I have some great memories of friendships as a kid, but now we're grown up.
It's true.
We're grown up and we have adult relationships, and now we sometimes we're thrust into friendships based on our circumstances and where we are, and sometimes we can choose our friends. And when you are in relationship or looking for friends or the things that you hold in high esteem in a friendship, what would those things be, Rachel?
Well, I'm a deep kind of girl, so I love to know people, like what they're thinking, what they're feeling, how they respond, the language they speak, what they mean when they say things. That's very important to me, but I would also have to say primarily trustworthiness, authenticity, and truthfulness are very important to me.
Why are those things important, trustworthiness?
Well, my life was pretty chaotic growing up, and I moved a lot. And so when I had someone that I knew I could trust, that actually meant quite a great deal to me, that I could say something and know that even if it wasn't right or best, or if I failed in the moment, that I could trust them to keep that safe in a way.
Mm-hmm.
How about you? What are things that you value?
I value a lot of the same things as you. Authenticity, vulnerability. I also really value consistency. I want to know that I'm going to receive unconditional love, grace, mercy, that someone will keep being my friend anyway. Anyway, that after I share my junk or they figure out the deepest things that make me who I am, that they won't just love me in spite of them, but they'll love me because of them.
It's true. To be known and loved.
To be known and loved. And also consistency, because I want to know what I'm getting in a relationship, what I'm in for. I want to know that someone is committed to the long haul. And I've learned that I have to be patient in that, that sometimes you don't know at the beginning of a friendship how that friendship is going to change and evolve and grow. And sometimes the friendship doesn't. And sometimes when we let it and we go through that tough stuff and we're consistently there for each other, it grows into something so beautiful. It goes from friendship to sisterhood.
Yes. True. Isn't that what we all actually long for?
It is what we long for. It doesn't always happen.
Yes, it's true.
I think I also really value positivity. So in that authenticity, in being vulnerable, I really value, yes, somebody speaking truth to me. Yes, somebody sharing their deepest thoughts or wounds or situations. But I also love it when a friend looks for the best in people and situations. I have a dear friend, and she taught me years ago a strategy that she uses in her relationships. And she always assumes that her dear friends want the best for her, that they love her. And so I think that frames her positivity. She exudes this, I'm not going to hold that against you because maybe as a friend you were just having a bad day.
Yeah, it's a love that covers a multitude of sins.
Yes, exactly.
In the most practical kind of way.
Right.
That's lovely.
Yeah, good friend. A good friend assumes that their good friend wants the best for them. That they're going to see past maybe even a hurtful comment that was unintended in the moment. And that's been really freeing for me in the last few years to walk with that sort of wisdom that she gave me.
I love it. What's been something that's been difficult for you in friendship?
Oh, there's so many things that are difficult in friendship. I'm going to be really honest. I'm terrible at long-distance friendship relationships. So when I have been blessed with sister friends, and then I move away, because I've moved a lot too, and I move away, something that my friends share with me is that I'm not great at picking up the phone or checking in with a text.
Yeah.
So there have been times in my life where I haven't been that consistent friend, and I've really had to learn to do that, to, and you know, my husband actually encourages me in that. He knows that that's an area that I fall short in friendship, and reminds me, have you checked in with her? Have you sent her a message lately?
Yeah.
So that's, it's a way that I struggle in relationships. What about you?
Well, for me, because I went to 10 schools in 12 years, I feel like I was always just beginning friendships.
Right.
And so I didn't ever really learn how to build lasting long-term friendships or even how to invest in them and to be that kind of friend, because I'd get to know someone, we'd have fun, and then I'd move. And that was the story of my life for almost all of my growing up. So really learning how to foster and take care of friendships long-term in a community living side-by-side kind of way has been something that didn't happen until later on in my adulthood, I would say. And also boundaries. Because I didn't have those kind of relationships, I guess, I didn't really understand how important it is sometimes to have healthy boundaries. So I would feel guilty if I didn't feel like someone was a safe person. I would feel guilty not still spending all that amount of time with them because I wanted to be a good friend.
Right. Yeah, no, as grown-ups, we've learned that sometimes we don't have to be in a relationship anymore if it's not a safe place.
Yeah, and if it's not, iron sharpens iron, if it's not what's best for you and for the other person.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's better to have a little bit of space, to still love them, always be kind, always be loving. But you don't have to be best friends with everyone. Sometimes it's not the healthiest thing.
It's true. So we've talked about things that we look for in friendship, things that we think make a strong, healthy friendship. What are some strategies for making or keeping friends?
I would say consistency. Being the kind of friend that you want. Pick up the phone, call your friend, text them, check in on them. Yeah, I think something we both talked about and when we knew we were going to do this podcast was if you don't have friends, it's really important to be the friend To like be a good friend.
It takes being a friend to have friends.
Yeah, I think so. And so I think so much of it is, I mean, you could sit at home and feel sorry for yourself, or you can practically get out there and be a good friend and love people really well and be consistent and be trustworthy, be mm-hmm. a safe person, mm-hmm. keep the things that people tell you confidential. That's a huge one for women, especially. Even in prayer circles, I'm not going to lie.
Right. No, it's so true. You know what I mean?
Like, we need to make sure that we're honoring each other.
Yeah.
And because if we're not, we're not safe people. So it's just about honestly being the kind of person that you esteem and that you want to find in others.
Right, right. And trustworthiness is
yes.
huge. If I tell something to a particular friend,
mm-hmm.
I want to know that that person's not going to tell anybody else.
It's in the vault.
Right? Yeah, it's in the vault. Not even their closest friends or our yeah. mutual closest friends, because there are some things we tell to one person for a reason. Mm-hmm. We know that maybe they've been there. We know that they're going to have a very particular kind of grace in that situation. Mm-hmm. And so as Christian, godly women, we need to protect each other. Protect each other's secrets, protect mm-hmm. each other's wounds, protect each other's stories. Remember that someone else's story is not ours to share.
Yes.
And I have felt so blessed living here in Clark County with the friends that I've made. I feel like they are women that have become like sisters to me.
Mm.
But it evolves into that with hard work.
Yeah.
There have been many times that I have wanted to share something mm-hmm. that someone else has told me.
Yeah.
And to be a good friend, I need to hold that I need to champion for that person, right?
Yeah.
And championing for, this is a word, championing for someone else means keeping their secrets, making sure that they can be everything that the mm-hmm. Lord wants them to be. And sometimes in Christian circles too, we can experience jealousy.
Yeah, comparison.
Comparison.
That's what I was going to say. Comparison to me is the opposite of championing.
Yes.
Because you're feeling sorry for yourself or jealous instead of, you know, cheering someone else on and loving that they're experiencing victory.
Mm-hmm. Building them up rather than tearing them
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
Being excited about the things that they're good at. That's true friendship.
It is. It is. I think one other thing that is so important is also being self-aware in friendship.
Hmm.
Being aware of what are my weaknesses? What are my filters? Am I perceiving things correctly? How can I grow? Because if we're growing as individuals, that's only going to invite in other healthy relationships mm-hmm. and friendships, because no one wants to stay in the same place or not be teachable or not be approachable.
Right.
And if we're humble and give our sisters permission to say, hey, are you okay? I saw you respond this way, or
right.
I see this in you. Growing together produces depth and intimacy in friendships. And so, but that takes being vulnerable. And sometimes that's hard.
Mm-hmm. I love that phrase, growing together. Mm-hmm. Because we can grow independently, but growing yeah. together is what fosters that deep relationship. And that involves letting people in.
Yeah.
Letting people in. And
sometimes.
No one's going to let you in if you're not trustworthy. Right? Big strategy for making and keeping friends. So being willing to take that initiative, being trustworthy, being patient, knowing that friendship takes time.
Mm-hmm. Forgiving. Being quick to forgive.
Yeah.
And accepting forgiveness. Being able to receive it as well.
Sometimes that's harder, isn't it?
It is. Pride, man. Pride will get you.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for joining us today. Our hope is that something, even one thing we've said, can be an encouragement to you as we all desire to grow in our relationships and our friendships. We hope that you will tune in next month.
Bye.